Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good day. Today, welcome to It's Only Natural. I'm your host, Laurel Sharp, and today we're going to be talking about the unity of body and mind. So when we use mantras and, when we pray, we're changing our internal environment, but we're also changing our external environment as well. So today we're going to be talking about how we unify our mind and our body with our environment and how these positive effects can cause healing. So to get started first, we're going to have a guest host joining us a little bit later, and we'll be talking about how to connect with health, spirituality, awareness, and awakening. So the first part we're going to talk about in terms of health is how does our mind affect our environment? How does our mind affect our body? A lot of times when I'm dealing with a client who has a particular issue, the first thing I'll ask them is about their childhood. You know, what's happened in your childhood, what's happened in your life to affect what's manifesting on the physical plane? Most of what manifests on the physical plane is something that has occurred earlier in our lives, and that's what's making us manifest dis-ease. So today we're going to talk about health, we're going to talk about spirituality, we're going to talk about awareness and how all of that leads to awakening. So again, your host, Laurel Sharp. We would like to, 2017, welcome to 2017. We really want to start doing a lot more shows talking about health again. I've been sort of caught up in corporate America and been away from doing a lot of radio shows, but I really want to pick it up in 2017. So if you're listening to this live, or if you're going to be dialing in later and listening to it as a podcast, I would really like to ask you to just leave me a note, giving me some feedback on what you liked about the show, what you didn't like about the show, and what you would like to see us talk about in the future. I'm a third-generation healer. My grandmother, my mother, my aunt, myself, we've all been healers. I have knowledge of herbs, healing, macrobiotics, nutrition. A lot of my clients are dealing with some very serious issues. The manifestation of cancer, the manifestation of, unfortunately, mental illness, the manifestation of different types of autoimmune diseases as well. So all of these things that manifest on the physical plane are manifestations of the mind. So the first thing we'd like to talk about also is how the subconscious mind affects the body. Because when we talk about the unity of body and mind, there are many aspects to the mind. There are many aspects to, how we manifest the thought. So we have our conscious mind, but we also have our subconscious mind. And a lot of what we do, there are things that are done, automatically. They're actually things that are, subconscious in nature. I'm a strong, strong believer in how the subconscious mind affects the physical that we, are manifesting. So first of all, let's talk about health. The two things I want to talk about today would be the dis-ease of cancer and the dis-ease of autoimmune. We have so many people manifesting these two dis-eases. Cancer and autoimmune diseases. So how can we understand what's cancer? What is cancer? Cancer is basically, in my mind, is your body is not recognizing itself and turning against itself and eating itself. What would be some of the causes of how this would happen to a body? If you listen to some of my mentors, some of the people that I've followed over the years, I particularly like Louise Hay, Dr. Joseph Murphy as well. He also talks about how we can, how we can heal ourselves and how our subconscious mind manifests.
Louise Hay, she has some wonderful insights into the metaphysical origins of disease. I would recommend her book, You Can Heal Your Life. It's over 20 years old, but it's one of the mainstays of, you know, when you manifest the disease and you look at, okay, why is that manifesting? You can use her book to help you get to a deeper understanding of why you would be manifesting that particular disease. With cancer, Louise Hay says that it's holding on to grudges against people. So when I'm working with someone that may have a disease of cancer, I will always start out by saying, you know, obviously, first of all, I try to encourage the person to believe in the body's ability to heal. And then I'll take an intake of the person. I'll ask them about their life. What was your childhood like? What are some of the disappointments you've had in life? What are some of the successes you've had in life? And as I talk to the person and get to understand more about their childhood, more about what they've gone through, there's always, because we all have it, we've all gone through things that are disappointments in life, things that are external disappointments, meaning someone has disappointed us, and things that are self-manifested disappointments, meaning things that we've done that maybe have caused trouble in our own lives, and we get disappointed in ourselves. When we hold on to these things and when we don't honor our lives, it can get into our subconscious mind and manifest as dis-ease. So for cancer, that's one of the main ones. I will ask people to really start writing down, you know, what are some of the people or things or events that have occurred in your life that are still bothering you? And it's always fascinating to me because initially a person will say, oh, that doesn't bother me anymore. I'm over it, you know. And then as I talk to the person more and we really start to get into it, I find out that, you know, they're not really as over it as they may have thought that they were. So I always ask them to, you know, write everything out, you know, pray on it, you know, irrespective of what religion you are, Buddhist, you know, Christian, whatever you are, set up a little altar and light a candle and then meditate on each person and send that person love and healing light and really just get that out of your life. As we look into, you know, currently on the news, we hear so many tragedies occurring, so much crime in the world. And then we see a lot of people saying, you know, I forgive that person. I'll be honest and say sometimes I think to myself, wow, you know, that person really forgave them really quickly. But the person will always say, I'm not forgiving them for them. I'm forgiving them for me. And that's a very real statement. Part of healing, part of health, going through your list of people that or things that may have made you angry or hurt you or disappointed you over the years is actually healing for yourself. It's particularly important if you have manifested an autoimmune disease. Your immune system is your system's defense against things. When your autoimmune disease turns on you, it's now recognizing you as something to be defended against. So on a metaphysical level, that's extremely, extremely, you know, rough. So it's really time to look at what am I turning against myself about? And always keep in mind that as we look at these things and as we talk about these things, it's never, ever about self-blame. We're not blaming ourselves. You know, we're not beating ourselves up. We're not saying, oh, why did I do that? From the standpoint of past, present, and future, everyone is going to make a mistake in life. You should never beat yourself up. Just, you know, look at yourself, appreciate your life, and pledge to do better. In terms of holding on to grudges with other people, be honest about it. It's really very healing to say, you know what, I'm really angry about such and such. Or when I was a child, my mother used to belittle me, and it really bothered me. It's really important for us to acknowledge our feelings, to get in touch with that pain, because that's really the only way to overcome it. And when we can overcome these childhood hurts and things that have occurred in our lives, that's when we move out of our own way and real healing can begin. It's very important, you know, to have that healing to occur. So that's the first thing we're going to talk about in the first 10 minutes was health and the manifestation of illness. today is going to be a short show. It's only going to be half an hour, and we're just going to talk about the unity of body and mind again. For those of you that are just joining in, I just want to refresh what we're talking about, the unity of body and mind, how our thoughts are manifest in our health, and how we can use mantras, prayers, and affirmations to help manifest our thoughts in daily life. So these are some of the things I use with my clients. These are some of the things I've used in my own personal life. And these are some of the ways that I have helped people to overcome a myriad of diseases. And I use that word dis-ease as opposed to a state of health, which would be a state of ease. So we've talked about health, and let's move on to spirituality. How does the using of spirituality help us to heal our lives? How does spirituality, working with the body and the mind, help us to manifest in our health? So I'm going to use my own spirituality. I'm Buddhist. I chant the mantra Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. And using this mantra as a healing mechanism, I send Nam Myoho Renge Kyo through my body when I'm feeling a state of dis-ease for whatever the reason. It could be something that's happening at work, relationships, you know, family, you know, anything. A mantra is a series of sounds and words that are used to manifest power, and we all have power in our lives. So whatever your spirituality is, I have friends that are Islam, and they have taught me to say Allah Hu Akbar, which is something that they use as a greeting, or God is great, you know, and we are all gods in our own lives. So whatever mantra you use, I always recommend that, you know, you use your spirituality as part of healing. So what aspects of spirituality is the unity of the body and the mind? Recently, they have discovered that the gut, which is your, you know, your solar, your internal system, is really connected to the brain, which I found to be fascinating because sometimes people will say, I'm going by my gut, you know, my gut instinct. And how does that manifest with our spirituality? Whenever I'm praying, I always focus on 3 inches below the navel, which is called the hara, H-A-R-A, the hara. When you focus on that area, in some spiritual circles, that area is to believe to be the seat of the soul in your body. So when you focus on that area, when you're doing your prayers and your mantra, you're actually feeding your the seat of your soul. You're strengthening your spirit from the bottom up. So I focus on that area, and I'll say, Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. I will envision that, you know, a light coming from the hara, just going through the chakras in my body and healing my body and manifesting positivity and raising my vibration to another level. And when we use mantras, you know, different types of things, we are able to strengthen our system, and that helps with our health, that helps with raising our awareness, and that helps to make us more awakened in the world that we're in. So what types of spiritual things other than mantras would I recommend? I recommend mantras. I really recommend candle work, creating your own incense, and group prayer. Those are some of the things that I use to move to the next level. So we've talked about mantras today. Now let's talk about candle work. You can use candle work to set up an altar. You know, it's very important when you're doing your spirituality, when you're doing your prayer, that you create a sacred space where you can do your own healing, where you can focus your energy, and where you can move to the next level. So when you create your own sacred space, you can have a very simple altar. I always recommend people start at the basics. And the basics is, you know, to just have a table, and you take the table and you maybe put a white cloth on it, and then pick your candles. There's so many different color candles you can use, white, orange, green, yellow, blue. And each of the colors of the candles manifests different things that you're trying to work on in your life. For white candle is the basic. You can use a white candle for any type of prayer that you're going to be working on. An orange candle is specifically for healing. An orange candle works specifically for healing. Green candles are used for money prayers. When you're working on doing a particular money prayer and you use a green candle, that helps to focus that energy of green is the energy of abundance, the energy of moving to the next level. So also, once you've got your candle and your altar set up, next we move on to creating your own incense. I just started doing incense and creating incense work in the last few years. Initially, I would buy all of my incense, you know, externally, and I didn't realize that I could create my own. So one day I decided to buy a mortar and pestle, and I ground up some frankincense and I ground up some myrrh resins. And then I started adding in, just from my cupboard, some different herbs and spices. And as I looked them up and created my own blend, I realized that I had created something really great. The energy of creating your own incense, the energy of putting prayer and intention into that is also an offering to whatever spiritual deity that you follow, be it the Buddha, you know, if you're praying to the goddess, as I do, I pray to the goddess as well. You know, creating your own incense and making those offerings is very, very powerful. So I would really recommend, Scott Cunningham has a great book on herbs and incense. Look that up and know the different oils that you can add in as well, the herbs and the incense. It's very powerful work to do. And when you create a sense of spirituality and you're doing your mantras, you're creating your incense, you've got your altar set up, you know, this is all feeding your body and strengthening your body with the healing process as well. So we've talked about mantras today. We've talked about how the subconscious mind can really heal you. We've talked about the power of mantra. We've talked about the power of incense. And we've talked about the power of creating your own incense with and using that with candle magic. Candle magic definitely works. I've used it myself. Also group prayer. One thing that I think that we're missing in our society is group activities. So many people are, you know, we're raised to think God bless the child that has their own. And I'm a strong believer in that. I really believe in strengthening yourself as you can deal with the challenges of daily life. But also, never forget that, you know, we're all connected. We're all connected. When we connect to the universe and we do our prayers, we're actually connecting to on the primordial level to every spirit in the universe, in the world. And when we can get together with like-minded people and do prayer work and do goddess work, you know, whatever religion or spirituality you follow, when you gather together with your friends and you do that type of healing work, it's very, very empowering. I remember years ago, one of the people in my spiritual group was ill. She was in a coma in the hospital. And we all decided to gather together and do our mantra, do our chant and our prayer while burning incense. And we did this for a few hours, and we sent loving, healing energy to that person. And the next day, she woke up out of her coma. Now, many people could say it was a coincidence, you know, oh, it just so happened. But I don't believe that. I really do believe that our sending that energy through the universe, through the various dimensions, helped bring her spirit back and helped her to extend her life. So as you do your healing work, it's important to connect individually at your own altar, but it's also important to do group work together. Group work together is very empowering, it's very healing, and it's also very teaching. As you learn in your spirituality and your growth, you strengthen your own spirit, you're also helping others to learn how to strengthen their spirit as well. So again, thank you for joining me. My name is Laurel Sharp. I'm your host. This is It's Only Natural, and today we're talking about the unity of the body and the unity of the mind. In this episode, we're focusing on how our thoughts manifest in our health. We're exploring the use of mantras, the use of prayers and affirmations to help manifest our thoughts in daily life. So one of my favorite affirmations is, I am health, I am wealth, and I am prosperity. And the reason I use that mantra is because I find that, working and being around so many different types of people, unfortunately, as I'm sure you know, everyone is not very positive. So by the time we've gotten up in the morning, do your morning prayers, you go out to work and you meet people on your commute, you meet people in the office, you go out for lunch, you come back to the office, you do your commute home, you've met so many myriad types of energies. Some will be positive and some will be negative, but all of those energies will definitely affect your spirit. So how do we stay positive? Definitely the things we've spoken about today, working on our health, working on our subconscious mind, getting in touch with those things that, may have happened when we were younger that we need to pray on to heal. We do our mantras, our candle work. We do group prayer as well. But it's also really important to think of an affirmation that the moment a negative thought comes in your mind, just erase the thought. You could even say erase, and then say, I am health, I am wealth, and prosperity. It's one of my favorite mantras. And I say that to myself all the time because those are some of the three things that we need to do to manifest and to have a happy and prosperous life. I am health, I am wealth, I am prosperity. So great. So now today we've talked about, we've talked about mantras, candle magic, we've talked about creating incense, group prayer, and we talked about affirmations. So all of these things that we've done for our health, the things that we're doing to increase our spirituality, the things that we're doing to increase our awareness. How do we use these things to become more aware? And what does it mean to actually be aware? When you manifest an illness and you start to do on the prayer level, one of the things that my clients and friends, always tell me is one of the most amazing benefits of really even when you get sick and you start to do the healing work, one of the most amazing benefits of doing these things is the level of awareness changes. Now you're not just healing yourself. You're not just getting your own body strengthening. You're also healing the world. As you heal yourself and become more aware of what's going on in the world and how you can manifest and make yourself happy, you're also talking about how you can manifest and make others happy as well. It's very rare that we find out something that helps us to heal and helps us to move to the next level that we don't want to share that information with other people. Part of the origins of It's Only Natural was my desire to be a healing force for the world, to really help people to understand that, while there is suffering in the world, you don't have to suffer. Yes, there is suffering in the world, but you don't have to suffer. As your awareness, as you strengthen your body and heal your body and you do your spiritual work, your awareness level is going to grow. And you're going to be aware that we're all part of the divine consciousness. And the God that you seek without you is actually the God that exists within you. It was a while before I was even able to say that. I felt like it was some sort of slander. Me, Laurel, I'm a goddess? What does that mean? How could that even be possible? But the more you get in touch and heal yourself on the most fundamental level, the more you do your spiritual work, you'll see that you're actually activating the power that exists in your own life. And it's very, very strong. It's very powerful. I always tell people as we're doing our work that, things happen in life. Sometimes they're very positive, but sometimes they're negative. And how do we deal with that? It's always about acknowledging the power that you have to make a difference in your own life. And it starts with you. As you strengthen yourself, as you make yourself stronger, as you strengthen your spirituality, you'll begin to see that you're actually creating as you speak. That's one affirmation that I use also. I create as I speak. And I use that affirmation because the Buddha said there's 10 thoughts for every word. So many times in our society, we're so quick to spout out a smart remark or say something that we don't take the time to think about the possible effects it could have on another person. So I'm thoughtful. My mind works very quickly, but I don't necessarily need those words to prop out of my mouth. How can I create value with my words? It's an awareness level that we all could get to as we do this spiritual work. How am I creating? So you're creating your own life as you do your subconscious work and get your mind and your subconscious to realize how powerful you are. But it's also about helping others to see how they can heal. You know, the power of the word and that awareness of the power of speech is very, very powerful. And as we move through health and we move to spirituality and we move to awareness, we're moving on to the next level. And what is that level? That level is actually awakening. We're awakening ourselves to the next level, how it is that you move through the world on a daily basis. How are you interacting with other people? What is the manifestation of not just your needs, but the needs of other people? It's awakening to the divine consciousness that we're all connected. We all have a manifestation. We're all a manifestation of God. And as a manifestation of God, we have the God within us that manifests in our environment. So that unity of our bodies and our minds, as we strengthen our mind and it strengthens our body and we get an awakening of our awareness. Yeah, awareness leads to awakening, and that's a larger sense of self. You know, a lot of times in our society, most people are concerned about themselves. But as we heal, as we move to the next level, it's not just about yourself. You realize that as being connected to other people, it's about the world. It's about the universe. What type of imprint am I leaving? I strive in my work, my friends and my family, I strive to be that person that a person can call when they're challenged with things and become encouraged. You know, as I learn for my own life about my own power, I strive to help others to learn about the power in their lives as well. So these things that we're learning today about health, spirituality, awareness, and awakening is just a brief introduction to how we as individuals can make a difference in terms of healing ourselves, even dealing with serious issues such as cancer. We can really heal ourselves. You know, go back, look at the times in your life when you manifest illness, you know, write down anything that's still bothering you, anything that hurt you as a child. And as you light your candles and you do prayer on those issues, release that energy, forgive those people, you know, and just, you know, it's a repetitive thing. You do it and you do it and you do it. You do it over and again. And as you continue to focus on releasing and forgiving, you're actually releasing and forgiving yourself. It's really very, very powerful. And as you do that health and healing within, your spirituality will come into play. You know, you set up your altar, you do your prayer. I find it to be very healing for myself. I do it every single day now. I light my candles, I do my prayer, I light my incense. You know, I always give thanks for what I have in my life. And then I move on. And as you do this more and more, if you focus on your health, it starts with that health. You know, health is the body and the mind. And then the spirituality comes in with, you know, your candles, your candle work, your magic, and the awareness level as you're healing yourself. Your heart will naturally open to others, and you'll begin to see your connection to the divine and how we're all connected. And that's the awakening. That's the awakening. There's a saying in Buddhism that illness leads to the, you know, leads to the spirit seeking the way. So when we get ill, the first thing we want to do is heal our bodies. We want to feel better. But as we feel better and as we heal, and if we're doing it with a conscious understanding of the cause of illness, it has a reverberating effect through every single aspect of our lives. Our bodies and our minds and our spirits are definitely connected. And as we heal all these different things, we're moving on to the next level. So anyway, my name is Laurel Sharp. I'm your host. And this episode of It's Only Natural is called The Unity of Body and Mind, how our mind can affect the healing of our body. We've talked about health today, the subconscious mind, and we're going to go back and look at things in our lives that maybe we have not overcome. We're going to write those things out. We're going to use our spirituality, like some candles, like some incense, and we're going to go down the list and we're going to forgive, we're going to release, we're going to send love and light, and that's going to lead to an awareness about how we're deeply connected to the universe and everyone in it, and that is called awakening. So our bodies and our minds are connected, and the healing process is not simply healing whatever dis-ease has manifested in our lives. It's healing on every single level. And that's just an introductory basis. And some of the things that we'll be talking about as we reignite our show, It's Only Natural. Again, I would ask you to please, if you're listening to the show live, or if you're planning, if you're listening to it later, please share it with your friends. Please tell everyone. You know, our goal is to become a force for healing and a force for positivity in the world. So thank you so much. My name is Lorelle Sharp. I'm wishing you and your family and your friends the most wonderful, amazing 2017. May all your dreams, your wishes, and your goals come true. And anything that you're dealing with, and you use this process that we talked about today, even if it's a problem, if it's an illness, you use the process that we talked about today, I guarantee you, you will be able to overcome and have the most amazing benefits. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.